Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 what's up, man? Hey, how you doing? Hey, Gino, you gotta call.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we gotta find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You, yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. We have some very exclusive special guests like we do each and every Monday. We always have someone special on our show that's going to bring us some very pertinent information. They're going to educate us on what they're dealing with and what they do and how they do it. One of our special guests today is a young man by the name of Gino, and we're going to talk to Gino in just a little while. Gino does something very unique and very wonderful and very phenomenal and very fantastic. He is a winemaker. Yes, we're going a little bit off the grid today. He is a winemaker. What's going on Facebook Live? By the way, let me tell you right now, if you want to join us on Facebook Live, hey, Felita Wilkes, all you do is go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you can see me live right now. What's up, Maurice Valentine on Facebook Live? What's up, Marcia Mikes on Facebook Live? What's up, Felita Wilson on Facebook Live and everybody else on Facebook Live? Linda Jones, cousin Linda Jones, Bell in Texas on Facebook Live. I see you, I see you, I see you. Thank you for joining us this morning. You don't want to miss these interviews this morning. You don't want to miss our interview, not only with Gino, but also we have Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper, who is the superintendent Wichita, Monroe, Louisiana School District. She is a powerful, wonderful, hardworking woman changing the school district, making sure the kids have the things that they need in school, and this is a priority. Education and knowledge and wisdom is a priority. So, but before we get into all of that, you know, we always have our executive board, our board of producers who produce things on our show. And I'm just happy that you're all here. Let me tell you, if you want to call into our show, if you want to call in and you want to weigh in on the subject matters that we're discussing, or you have a question or a statement that you want to make, good morning, Gloria Majors on Facebook Live. So good to see you. God bless you and the family. And you dial 646-787-8064. Write this down. You want to call in, you dial 646-787-8064. Now, look, everybody on Facebook Live, tag 10 people right now. And if you want your family to hear you on the show, you want your church members to hear you on the show, you want your friends and your employers and employees to hear you on the show, this is your opportunity. Dial 646-787-8064. Now, listen. If you want to go online and you want to see everybody's pictures, everybody's going to be on the show's pictures, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. That's right. Again, let me tell you, if you want to go online and listen to the show, it's Eddie Jones. It's blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Hope you wrote that down. Hope you put that on a piece of paper to keep that with you. But while we're warming up for the show, while we're getting ready, you know, we always do a little news on the show. News is important because, hey, Vera, how are you? Welcome on Facebook Live. And news is important. But I already see Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper in the queue, and I also see Gino in the queue as well. We're going to get to them, our special exclusive guests, and get them all in the studio in just a few minutes. But before we do, some things transpired over the weekend that was pretty interesting to me, and I thought it might be interesting to you as well. Now, and these are the things we want to be very, very careful of. You know, we always give tips on the show on what to be careful for. We talk about all kinds of stuff. We talk about artificial intelligence. We talked about digital currency. We talked about all kinds of things on our show. These are civil rights issues that are going to be in the very, very near future. One of the things that we talked about is robots, artificial intelligence robots that will be taking over a lot of jobs. And you could name the job, the robots and artificial intelligence will be able to do it. Last week on our show, we talked about 3D meat. That, you know, they're making meat now. They don't need, you know, butchers and cows and pigs, and we talked about that last week. But let me go to this clip right here real quick. I want you to hear this, and I want you to tell me what you think. And so there was a young lady. Her name was Carly Russell. She went on a regular work day like anybody else. You probably heard about her, a young 25-year-old African-American woman who came, was leaving work on her way home. And on her way home, in the middle of the highway, she saw a little baby walking across the highway. So she said, you know, what the world, a baby in the middle of the highway? Let me stop and help. She stopped, got out of her car to help get the baby, which all of a sudden the baby vanished. And then the guys came up and they kidnapped her. This is how the sex trafficking stuff starts. These little tools that they use to put in your way to get you distracted so that they can kidnap you and take you and put you into sex trafficking and who knows what else. I'm not even going to speculate, but I'm just saying. So I just wanted you to hear a little bit of this because I think it's important that we know the outcome of what happened to this young lady, and then we're going to get our co-producers in the show. But listen to this.
Showed up at her family's home last night. Hoover police providing an update saying Russell has been taken to a hospital.
Let's take a look at her.
Quote, in shock. The investigation into Russell's disappearance began Thursday night when Hoover police say she called 911 and a family member to report stopping to help a...
Okay, so we're going to stop that right there. And we're going to stop that. Let me get this off. Okay, so you saw that for yourself. So here's what I'm saying to you. Thank God that she showed back up at her home. I don't know how that happened. I'll tell you what, there is a God up there because a lot of kids never come back. A lot of kids are taken and you never see them again in life. And you don't know where they are, and you don't know what they're going through. So here's a tip on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, and we do have amendment rights as well. Be careful. Talk to your kids, you know, because 25 might seem like you're grown, but you're still learning, and the streets have so many games. There's so many games out in the streets these days. And it only takes a second. They have another one where, like, a car will pull up and block your car so you can't move, and they'll jump out and throw you in the van and drive off and never see you again. I'm just telling you that these are very extremely important things that we need to have a communication with our kids on, with our nieces and nephews, our cousins, and any young people. You talk to them about it. That's the beginning of that, and that's the end of that. Okay, let that sink into the residence of your heart and mind. And then one more thing that, let's see. This kind of bothered me, too. A guy, you know, we go to the doctor all the time. We go to the doctor. We go in there to get a checkup or whatever. This guy goes in there and shoots the doctor because I don't know why. Maybe he was unhappy with what the outcome of what happened with the doctor. But I just want you to hear a little bit of this and be careful at your doctor's office. You got to be careful everywhere you go. There's mass shootings taking place everywhere. Unfortunately, so many people are mimicking these unnecessary shootings. Okay, here's another unnecessary shooting.
The man accused of shooting and killing a doctor at a Collierville medical clinic will stay in jail for now under a more than $1 million bond. 29-year-old Larry Pickens made his first court appearance this morning for Tuesday's murder of Dr. Benjamin Mock. Fox 13 Sheila O'Connor was in the courtroom.
Okay, with that being said, I'm going to stop that right there. With that being said, I'm just saying, you know, these days, You got to stay prayed up. You don't know when, you don't know where, and you don't know how. But all I'm saying is that the world is in a situation. I mean, I don't know if the pestilence 19, which is called COVID-19, it changed everything on the planet Earth. Everything changed, including people's attitudes and personalities and their patience. People have no patience nowadays, none at all. I mean, zero tolerance. I've seen the craziest road rages. I've gone through, like, people send me TikToks, and I just shake my head. Someone sent me a TikTok yesterday, and Sacramento has had the most unnecessary police brutality and shootings more than other places lately. And some people say that Chicago, they call Chicago Chi-Rack because it's like a war zone, you know, everybody with all these guns. But anyway, so much for that. I wanted to share those news tips with you and get you educated and knowledgeable of some of the things that are going on in our society. And now that we do, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let me give you out the number one more time. Dial 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Let's get our co-producer in the studio, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Brother Clarence,
good morning,
how are you there?
Pastor Eddie. Good morning to our special guest that we're having this morning. Good morning to the co-panelists. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners out there. Once again, you are tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning radio talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Pastor Eddie, I just want to say thank you again for having me, man. I'm seat belted down. You didn't hit the ignition switch, and the show must go on. So thank you for having me, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence M. Allen. We'll be hearing from you later with Regulate the Manual, but at this time, let's get our real professor on our show, Professor Reams, our co-producer. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator. Good morning to all the listeners. I am doing fine. This is the day that the Lord has made, and it's a wonderful Monday that we start our Mondays off with the best Blog Talk radio program in the nation. And so everyone, along with our wonderful special guests, get back, sit back, and also take some time to remember the grace of God and how he's always in our lives, and that will try to remind you all the good things that he's bringing to us. And with that, good morning, good morning. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen, amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Without further ado, let's get in the studio. Our co-producer, Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. To you and Wanda, to Clarence, Professor Rain, the guests that are coming on. As I know, Betty Ward Cooper. And every person that's listening in. And guess what? It's not as warm today. It's only 71 right now, so we're doing good.
Amen, amen. Everybody say good morning.
Vera Jones, good morning. AK. Dr. Granny V.
Good.
Dr. Granny V's in the house.
Professor Reen.
And without further ado, let's get Talana Jones with words of wisdom. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning to Clarence, and good morning to my butterfly again, and to Professor Reams. Good morning to all the people on Facebook, and to our guest, Ms. Ward Cooper, and to Gino. Welcome, everyone, and happy Monday. God bless you all.
Amen, amen, amen. Everybody.
Diana Jones,
well,
good morning.
Now, you know, normally our introduction song is What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. The song is so very applicable to the signs of the times these days of what's going on. And, you know, and I always, you know, sing when the song comes on because I'm so happy that such a song has such a historical meaning to 2023 when the song came out in the 1970s. That's right. Marvin Gaye, one of the most prolific songwriters and producers of music and entertainers in the world, brought out a song that's still prevalent to this day. And he also did a song, and then we're going to get our guest in, and it goes, don't go and talk about my father, talk about my father, because God is my friend, Jesus is my friend. He loves us whether or not we know it yet. And he'll forgive all your sins. Yes, he will. And all he asks of us, I know, is we give each other love. Oh, yeah. Love your mother, she born you. Love your father. Love your sister. Love your brother, your brother. Don't go and talk about my father, talk about my father, because God is my friend, Jesus is my friend. And when we call on him for mercy, Father, yeah, we'll forgive all our sins. Yes, he will. And all he asks of us, I know, is we give each other love. All right, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. You just heard it live. Yeah, by Marvin Gaye. Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys, so much. Let's get our first exclusive guest in the studio with us right now. Let's get Gino in the studio. Good morning, Gino. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Everybody on the show, please say good morning to Gino.
Good morning, Gino. Welcome.
Good morning, Gino. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, Gino, before we go on, we also want to get our other guests in the studio so we can all meet together. None other than Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper. Good morning, Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am great this morning, and greetings to all of you. I'm here in Northeast Louisiana, which is, I'm in specifically from Monroe, Louisiana, but I'm actually visiting here in California.
Hey, man. Whoa. Okay, everybody say good morning to Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper.
Good morning, Professor Emeritus Betty Ward Cooper.
Welcome back.
Welcome good to California.
And Gina.
I was eager to get back, too.
Now, Gino, please say good morning to Miss Betty Ware Cooper. Miss Betty Ware Cooper, please say good morning to Gino.
Good morning. Good morning.
Gino, I love you already with that name.
Now,
good morning to you.
Now, we're going to interview Gino first. We're going to come back, and we're going to interview Mrs. Betty Ware Cooper second, because I know Gino is probably at work. He is one of the hardest working men that we know for the line of business that he does. He does an extremely very unique business, and he is an entrepreneur in this. Well, I want to say he's a not only.
And you've already gotten a great workout from.
Oh yeah. And training.
Oh, wait, hello.
That's a great training. That's why I really appreciate
all. Okay. All right. We're gonna silence that background noise a little bit. So, as I was stating to you, Gino is a very unique person. He does a very unique job, and I'm going to let him come on and give you a little bit about his background. Gino is a winemaker. Yes, he is. He's a winemaker. I know we talk about civil rights on the show. We talk about constitutional rights, human rights. We talk about food. We talk about robots. One thing we haven't talked about is how to make wine. And I don't know if you guys know the story. Let's keep it real. Jesus turn the water into wine. And let me tell you something. Wine has been around for a very, very long time. And what did Jesus say about the wine? He said, don't put it in the old bags. Get some new bags to put the wine in. And so with that being said, I want to introduce Gino. Gino, take the floor. Tell us who you are. Tell us what you do. And tell us why you do it and all that great stuff. Go right ahead, Gino.
Thank you so much. So, I mean, you described it. Jesus turned the water into wine. Well, I started helping him out when I was very young. So basically, my background in this business is I was a young wrestler. I've been a wrestler my entire life. And by the time I made it to high school, I'm about 14 years old, and I needed a job. I was looking to get into a little bit of some workforce, make some money for myself. But upon telling my wrestling coach that, he just asked me to go to work for him. And next thing I know, I am out in the vineyards up in the Bay Area. And he handed me a set of shears and told me to go to work out in the vines. And I fell in love. I never left.
Wow.
The reason that I fell in love with this business.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
The reason I fell in love with this business is that, I'm an artist by trade. I love everything about art. But one of the most authentic pieces of art is turning water into alcohol. That's really one of the things that you can just enjoy. You can enjoy every aspect of it. And especially myself being Italian, alcohol and wine, it's not thought of as alcohol. It's thought of as food. Children drink it in Italy. So it is one of the most beautiful forms of art, mainly because you can smell it, you can taste it, you can touch it, all of that. It's hard to not love.
Wow. So Gino, now me and my wife had the privilege to come to the winery where you work at on a tour, and you took us on a tour in the back and showed us how they make the wine and tell us the different things that they use. Tell us about the winery. Tell us the name of the winery, and tell us about a little bit about the tour that you took us on, showing us all those big, giant containers and, you know, all that good stuff. Go right ahead.
So I work for a winery in Temecula, California, called called Maurice Curie. And the tour that I took you on, we went and we saw pretty much what I would consider a pre-harvest tour. Pre-harvest is when there's nothing in tank, there's only wine in barrel. And when I mean nothing in tank, I mean that all the tanks are empty. I've got no wine being made just yet other than what I have aging in my barrels. When I say harvest,
wow.
Harvest is pretty... Go ahead.
No, it's all you. What I was going to ask you is, you showed us some unique ways how you could tell if the grapes are ready and how strong the grapes are. Could you tell us what that little machine is that you showed us that tells you how much alcohol is in the grape?
Yes, I can. Actually, I'm out in the vines right now. I'm checking my grapes, seeing how much sugar they have. It's not alcohol that's in the grape, but what you transfer into the alcohol is the sugar that's in these grapes. And in the wine industry, we consider those bricks, B-R-I-X. And I showed you something called a refractometer. So
yes.
If I'm going to explain brick in simple terms, I just say that they are the amount of sugars that are in a grape, and you can consider them grams. So if I have one brick, I have 1 gram. If I have two bricks, I have 2 grams, all the way up until a grape is ready to be produced into wine. So what I would typically do is throughout this month, most Julys, I come out and I start checking the bricks on all of my vineyards. And each grape individually gets put on the refract. I check the juice. And until it's ready, I'll continuously do this throughout the week.
Wow. Now, how much sugar should be in that grape in order for it to be ready to be turned into wine?
Well, depending on the varietal of grape, when I mean varietal, I mean the type of wine. Well, it could be pretty much a wide variety, but for standard, mm-hmm. I like to look at my brix levels between 23 and 25 brix.
Now, say for instance you wanted to make a Burgundy wine or a pink Chablis. What do you want? What percentage of sugar should be in the grapes for those?
So Burgundy wine, I could typically pull that at about 24 brix. That's a great level. And a pink Chablis, possibly a little bit lower. I could, if I want a little lower alcohol in my wine, I could pull that down to about 18 brix, possibly 20. It just depends on how much acidity is in it. I don't want anything funky to be able to grow in there.
Now, what about if it's like a white Zinfandel?
So a white Zinfandel is different because that's still a red grape. I could pick that, and typically since white Zin is a sweet wine, I would still end up picking that thing around 24, 25 brix. If I want it to be a little bit sweeter, then I'll let it get up there closer to 27.
Wow. Now, a lot of people don't understand the process of making that grape into wine. So could you share with them the process of what it takes? Well, first, before we go into the process, could you tell us what type of grapes, what different types of grapes are used and why they use different types of grapes to make the wine?
So there are hundreds of different varietals of grapes, thousands. There's popular grapes, and then there's the non-popular, then there's old world versus new world styles of winemaking. But when it comes to the types that I just deal with on a regular basis, I like to say that I deal mainly with hot climate grapes because Temecula is a hotter wine terroir. So
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of temperature-hardy grapes, I can get a lot of Syrah. I get a lot of my Tempranillo every year. I get a lot of Sangiovese. And when it comes to the white wines, I get a lot of Riesling. A lot of Riesling. A lot of Muscat Canelli. And the list just goes on.
Now, in your story, I just want everybody to know, if you go to blogtalkradio.com and you go to Eddie Jones Jr. _ production, then you can see the picture of Gino and his wife and, you know, in the grape vineyards. You know, we posted this picture up there so we can make sure everybody can see it. And so you said that, I want to jump back because you said you and your wife came to Southern California. Tell us how where you were before you came to Southern California and what made you come to Southern California to work and make wine.
So I was born in the Bay Area, and I was raised up there. So, of course, I grew up around a lot of grapevines. But while I was in high school, I didn't work at any of the professional wineries. But after high school, I ended up going to Colorado and putting in a vineyard out there while I was in college. But from college, I went straight to Napa. Me and my wife. And from Napa, my wife and I, we lived there for about a year and a half before we decided we wanted to take a look at some new wine countries, because I grew up going to Napa.
Mm-hmm.
We always knew that we were going to end up in Southern California. So we started looking, found some places that might want to take on someone that's coming down from up north, and we made the jump.
So I got to ask you, what was it like working for Napa, which is one of the biggest wine companies in the business? What was it like working for them?
Napa is beautiful. Napa is beautiful, and it's a very established wine country. It's got deep roots. So I love it up there, and I still have some great friends up there, and I still love going up there and drinking the wine. I mean, there's nothing better than being able to drink wine with some of my old friends. But when it comes to making the move down here, I get to try something new. I get to really help form a newer wine industry.
Mm. Now, when you say a newer wine industry, could you elaborate on that a little bit? When you say a new wine industry, go right ahead. What's the ingredients to that?
We down here just haven't been around as long as Napa. So I get to really experience the new styles and the new ways down here than maybe a place that's set in stone up in Napa.
Right. So let me ask you, Gino, so everybody can know. Now, you know, back in the days, everybody would get in there, would roll their pants up, and they crunch the grapes with their feet. But now they have technology and machines and that are way more advanced. Could you tell us what that machine is and how it works and what it does?
So I work with an 8-ton Euro press. It is it's come a long way from just stomping with your feet, which I have done. But a Euro press, and I believe I showed you on your tour.
Yes.
This big metal tube. And the way that I describe it is, on the inside, there's this bladder that certainly turns around the grapes as you drop them in, and it just compresses them until all there is juice dropping down into the pan below, and you're left with all of the dry skins and the seeds and possibly some stems just in that. And then afterwards, you can feel how dry everything is, how much moisture you actually were able to squeeze out of those grapes.
Now, for those who don't know, how long do you age the wine once it turns into wine? You get into the barrels or you get into the big giant containers. how long is the aging process to make it become what you want it to be?
Well, for myself, because it is different all around the world, some places only do about a year. I like to do a minimum of 18 months. Some places
wow.
do 24 months.
Now, the reason why I ask that, tell them why you want to wait 18 months or 24 months or even a year. Why is that important?
For me, it's important for the oak expression. You don't just leave the wine alone for that 18 to 24 months. You tend to it. You taste it along the way. And for myself, my personal taste, I like the oak expression that comes between that 18 to 24 months.
Amen, amen. So I know you have a busy schedule. How much more time do you have left before we open up the floor for a few questions about wine?
I got about 10 minutes.
Okay, fantastic, wonderful. I'm glad you said that. Is there anything else that you might be – that might be oh, by the way, I would love for you to give out the address, and I got to tell you, we came down on Sunday, me and the wife, because you have this fabulous bread and brie, which is a what type of bread is that you have there?
It's sourdough. It's called brie bread.
Sourdough bread, and it's made with the brie cheese in the middle, and it is delicious. I mean, amazingly delicious. So we came down on Sunday, and Sunday you have a live sax player. You have different types of food you can order, salads, bread with cheese, olives, all kinds of stuff, and, of course, wine tasting. But me and the wife, we don't drink wine, so we partook in some seltzer, sparkling water, and things like that. However, tell everybody the address, the hours, and what all goes on Sunday there, on a regular basis at the winery.
Well, I mean, like you just said, our brie bread, that's our number one hit. Underneath the wine, that is. But, yeah, our regular base hours, we are about 11 o'clock to 5:30 most nights, and then we end up having some late nights about once every three Fridays. So we'll stay open. We'll stay open until after 9 p.m. The weekends about same. And the address here is 34225 Rancho California Road, Temecula, California.
34225 Rancho California Road, Temecula, California. You want to write that down and tell them the name of the winery one more time, Gino.
Maurice Curie.
Now, Gino is a established winemaker. He is a professional winemaker, and I wish we had more time with him, but he is at work, and he did take time out of his exclusive busy schedule to share some time with us this morning. We are honored, and we want to give a shout-out to you and the wife. What's your wife's name?
Madison.
So we want to give a shout-out to you and Maddie, but before you go, let's get some questions and statements from our panel, from our co-producers. Clarence M. Allen, do you have a question or a statement for Gino, the winemaker? Go right ahead.
Yes, first of all, thank you, Gino, for bringing and educating us on this wine, the process, the bricks. You know, I never heard of that except for another terms used in other ways, but I just commend you on your winemaking, your making the jump to go into the business, your love for it. I used to drink wine once upon a time, you know. I think it was a tradition at once upon a time to socialize, and it still is with certain arenas. But I just commend you and congratulate you on educating us on the fermenting, the squeezing of the grapes, the process where it has advanced into the machinery now, from the old-fashioned foot stomping, and man, it's just a whole new area of the mind to open, to visualize and see what you and other winemakers do, not just here in Southern California, but even around the world. So thank you for what you're doing. Wish you all success. And if there's a way for people to order your wine online and have it shipped, I'd like for you to share that also. So thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Gino, before you give out the information on how they can go online to the website or order any wine, let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Gino, the winemaker?
Just a question. And first, my comment, thank you so much, as Clarence Allen mentioned, for educating all of us. Now, one thing I'd like to ask is, put you on the spot, what is your favorite wine and how or what do you recommend the types of wine for different foods, like fish, meat, and maybe even now with vegan? Are there particular wines that go best with certain dishes?
Wow,
you really did ask
a doozy. So I have a wide variety of favorite wines. I change it up about every couple years, what I'm really digging, what I'm really into. And I love a good Cab Franc.
Oh, nice.
Cab Franc
nice.
Is one of my favorites. I love the pepper. I love the spice. I love the oak. I love how sharp it is. I love the fruit that I can taste on that. What people don't know about Cab Franc is that I basically consider it to be the father of Cab Sauv. So that is the wine right now that I'll never turn down. But it's funny that you even mention food tastings and pairings because, I mean, yes, I myself am vegan as well. And one of the wines that I've been pairing quite often lately is Sangiovese with my own vegan form of eggplant farm.
Nice.
And it's killer. It's to die for.
Thank you so much, Gino.
Wow.
Well done.
And with that being said, we're going to go to Talana Jones, and we're going to save Vera for last because she's the health and wellness buff. But Talana Jones, please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Gino, the winemaker? Talana, are you there? Okay, we're going to come back to Talana. We're going to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Gino?
Well, first of all, Gino, thank you so much for sharing all this greatness, all this information. And I was going to ask you, well, how do you make the wine at home? And you did mention that there is a vegan wine. I want you to mention the name of that particular vegan wine. And what is your favorite red wine? Oh, I'm sorry. The last thing was also the benefits of wine.
So the benefits of wine. Benefits of wine is it's just good for the heart. Full of antioxidants. It's good for you to drink a little bit of wine every day, in my professional opinion. I might be told wrong by other people, but you know, when you love the wine so much, you know what, it never hurts.
All right.
Thank you.
Vera, you asked him what?
Your favorite vegan wine that you mentioned, the name of it?
So, as a matter of fact, when it comes to winds being vegan, they don't really specify that unless they are vegan certified or organic certified. And right now, I could say that my favorite vegan wine is my own.
Amen. Wow. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you for the question.
Well, with that being said, we're going to go over to Miss Betty Cooper. Miss Betty Cooper, do you have a question or a statement for Gino? Miss Betty Cooper, are you there? Hello, Miss Betty Cooper, are you there? Okay, we're going to come back to Miss Betty Ward Cooper. I don't know what happened there, but we're going to come back to her in just a minute. Well, first of all, can we all give Gino a big hand? Can we give Gino a big hand? Big hand for Gino.
Well done. Well done.
Well done. Thank you, Gino. Gino, can you give us the website if somebody wants to order some wine or order some olives or even order the brie bread, sourdough bread? Can you give out the website for us, please?
Yep, you can look us up at mauricecuriewinery.com.
Amen, amen. Now, with that being said, let's see one more time. Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper, are you there? Miss Betty Ward Cooper, are you there? Okay, let's put her back on hold. Let's see, I don't know what happened, but we'll come back to her in a minute. Gino, before you go, we'd like to get your closing. First of all, I want to thank you so much, Gino, for coming on and send blessings to you and your family. I'll send blessings out to you and all the coworkers there at the winery. And please give us your closing remarks in your own words. What would you like to share with all the listeners?
I just want everybody to know that no matter what you're going through, if you're having a day, if you're going through any hard times, or if your life is going good, it can always be enhanced with a little bit of wine.
All right, all right. Again, we thank you so much. Everybody say thank you very much to Gino for coming on to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's give him a big shout-out, everybody.
Thank you, Gino.
Thank you so much, Gino. Super.
Amen.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me a part.
All right, Gino. Well, look, you have a wonderful, phenomenal day. If you want to continue to listen, you can. This show will be archived when the show is over. We're going to send it to you, and then that way you can listen to it over and over and over, and you can share it with all your friends, family, church members, fellow wine drinkers, and everybody else. We hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for coming on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. God bless you and your family. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You have a good rest of your day.
You too, Gino. Thanks so much. All right, all right, all right. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And I thought it would only be right to have something very unique on our show that we've never had before, and that's a winemaker. So I just want to real quick go around and ask the panel how do they feel about it. I don't know what happened to, let's see. I'll just ask Vera. Vera, how did you feel about us having a winemaker on the show? I'm sorry. Is that you, Miss Betty?
I had some difficulty, but I'm back.
Oh, well, praise God. We're glad you're back. We have Miss Betty Ward Cooper back. Miss Betty Ward Cooper, did you hear the interview with the winemaker?
Yes.
Okay, we kind of can't hear you. I don't know. Is your phone on speaker, Betty?
Yes.
You might want to take it off speaker because it's not coming through real clear. So let's see how it sounds without it being on speaker. Okay.
I took it off.
There you go. You sound much better now. Can everybody hear? If everybody can hear, just say yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, but you got to talk a little bit closer. It sounds like just a little might have to speak a little bit louder there,
okay,
Betty.
Okay, I'll talk a little closer. Eddie, can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear you loud,
Eddie,
and clear now. You sound much, much, much better. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, or do you want us to, okay, if you want to, you can hang up and call back in, and we'll put you right back in the queue.
I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid to do that. If you can hear me now, I'm going to stay here.
Okay, okay, all right. That's fine. Okay, so Betty, just wanted to get your opinion. What did you think about Gino the winemaker and talking about how to make wine? Just your opinion.
Well, I didn't get all of that, so I won't be able to comment. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. That's okay. Uh-huh. Vera Jones, what did you think about Gino the winemaker?
Eddie, all I can say is outstanding because there was no winemaking in the biblical days, so it was great to have a cool breeze there of what and how and explaining everything to us, so I will be excited later in the future to visit.
All right, cool, cool. Clarence and Malin, what did you think?
Eddie, I can't make this statement about the winemaking. Jesus' first miracle was at that wedding in which he changed that water into wine.
Yes, that's exactly what we were saying. That's the first. I actually opened with that. That's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Betty Ward Cooper.
Yes.
Clarence and Malin, what did you think about Gino the winemaker?
This was a whole new genre, and I thought it was very important. I thought it was very educational to open our mind, because when we look at over the decades, you know, it used to be a time 50, 60 more years ago where, you know, people that drunk wine, some had gotten a bad name. They got this stigma called wino. So we don't use that anymore. We use alcoholic addiction, other words that we use. So what he did was to open up the essence of the beauty of wine and made it educational that it's not a bad thing, because there are many of us use it as a remedy to relax ourselves when we get off work or having a stressful time. So it was a wonderful and even a whole new genre for many of us that never thought of going into winemaking to maybe, hey, even explore that opportunity. So I thought it was a very enlightening, good subject to just our social status and so forth. So I thought it was very a very well platformed produced on this show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And right before we go into our next interview with Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper, I want to go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. How did you feel about Gino the winemaker being on our show today?
Well, Pastor Jones, in your infinite wisdom, you've done a superb job, because you've reminded us of Psalms 104, 14 to 15, which indicated that God made grass for cattle and plants for man to cultivate into three types of food, wine, bread, and oil, and that is a wonderful gift of the goodness of God overall, with the way that the drink was intended to, with the idea that we do things in moderation and with wisdom and not abuse it in any way, shape, or form. So this is, again, a superb example of the good things have been given to us, and how many times we can still look at the good aspects of it and not get pulled into the world from the negative aspects. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen, amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I thought it was very unique, and I thought it would be a wonderful interview, and I want to thank Gino again and bless him and his wife, bless him and his employees, bless him and the winery where he is the head winemaker. I mean, wow, that's a big title. I mean, you know, he's making wine, and it goes out to people all over the world. So that's a really important position. Me and the wife went there on a tour, and then we went back on a Sunday just to sit there and have some of the sourdough bread with the brie cheese inside of it, and it's nice. It's very nice. They give you a good portion, and then we had some vegetarian apple salads with baby leaf lettuce and all the great things, and we had a vegetarian burger, a vegan burger, and we just sat there and listened to the jazz. They played What's Going On and all kinds of wonderful music, Kenny G, and it's just nice. So You have the website. You have the information. You can check it out for yourself. We don't drink wine, but if you want to go there and have a glass of wine and enjoy the festivities, please know that it's a wonderful, beautiful experience. It's something that you will remember, never to forget. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing, not a thing. Let's switch reels just a little bit. We have an exclusive special guest that everyone that we're introducing to some and others already know who she is, none other than the one and only Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper. Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper from I'm going to let her tell you because she has a lot that she does, and she's been doing a lot. Before she comes on, let's give her a hand before she comes on. Let's give her a big hand for Miss Betty Ward Cooper. Give her a big hand. Okay.
Hey. I'm doing pretty good getting an applause before I speak. That's pretty good.
Now tell everyone. Now I actually came there for Juneteenth. First I was in Mississippi, and then I came over to the Juneteenth parade there in Monroe, Louisiana, which I was invited, and I was just happy to participate in something that was so much bigger than me. And I had a chance to connect with Miss Betty Ward Cooper, who is doing a big thing in the school district in the Ouachita. Did I say it right? Parish.
Ouachita Parish.
Yes,
that's correct.
With that being said, please take the floor. Tell us what you do. Give us some updates and what your new journey is. Everybody, please, without further ado, Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper. Go right ahead.
I want to make sure that you all can hear me. Just somebody say yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I just want you all to know that I've longed to be back with you on this call. It's because you all made such a great first impression. I saw your hearts, and I saw your work, you're putting in to things that matter. So you're the kind of people I like to hang out with.
Thank you.
Just want you to give you an update on what I've been doing. As Eddie said, I'm Betty Ward, W-A-R-D, hyphen Cooper. And I'm from Franklin Parish here in Louisiana, but most of my years have been in Monroe, Louisiana, which is Ouachita Parish. I got educated there at the university, and that was about 45 miles from my hometown. That same university hired me when I graduated some years later as a faculty member. I've retired from that university. I put 8 years in a public school system and then 35 years at that university. So after 43 years of continuous teaching, I've retired. I retired back in 2017. And so here, this year 23, 6 years after retirement, I became an elected official to serve on a school board. I got elected back in 2018. And after 4 years, I went up for re-election and got re-elected without opposition, praise God. And then I also served as president of that same board. And the new journey, I've discovered so much serving as on the school board. And that's that we got to get back more involved in education at the early level. The earliest level possible, getting our kids into academic environments, making sure they can read. I found out that a lot of the kids are reading. It's not because of the kids' inability. It's because most of the teachers were never taught how to teach reading.
They don't know the science of reading. They never taught them phonics. We got kids in school systems never taught phonics. And they have to cope by some means. They have to cope by some means. And only God can help them. And so we're trying to put measures in now that's serious oversight. And so I got that insight, and I'm dogged about us with God's help. It's the only way it's going to get done, with God's guidance. And so he's the all-sufficient God. That's one of his names. And that's the word that's been ringing in my ears lately. You know, his El Shaddai. We've heard that. That's the Hebrew name for God Almighty. And it also means the all-sufficient God. And he's the only one that can change this. He can change all of these problems we have. But he wants us to trust him and not doubt him and be obedient. And that's the quest I'm on even now. Because if God says so, I'm going to run for mayor of the city of Monroe, Louisiana. Because I even want the city of Monroe to put in those same measures, just like the public school, to make sure no kid is that every kid is rescued, and we sweep them up, never let them go, so they won't get out in the streets and end up taking lives and just struggling the rest of their life. We're the ones that fail these children. We're the ones. And so I said at another level, I can be even more effective because I need all of the entities making sure they do what they're supposed to do. And I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, Ms. Betty, before you go any further, can we all give her a hand? She's running for mayor of the city of Monroe, Louisiana. Let's give her a big hand. Let's give her a big hand for that.
You got my vote. Woo-hoo.
Wow.
My hands are full.
Wow. Now,
you make
Betty,
me laugh when you say I got your vote.
Now, Betty, you served two terms. As the president of the school district in Monroe. So tell me what your job will be as mayor of the city of Monroe.
Eddie, I have developed my platform. I've developed my platform. I'm going to launch it on later, and I'm not ready to launch yet. I don't want any pre-launch.
Okay.
And we're gonna hit them with the platform and what we're all about. We can talk privately. You don't want to let your opponents know all of what you're planning to do.
Yes, I agree. So with that being said, Betty, what does the city of Monroe...
I'd be glad to talk privately with any of you or just all of you where I know that I don't know who's listening here, you see.
Yes, that's true. And I can tell you right now, the powers that be are always listening to our show. Actually, last week we had one of the weirdest callers to call in, and we were talking about 3D meat. You know, they're now graphing meat and they're making it, you know, and the guy called in and he was so awkward, but we loved on him just the same. And we also dismissed him with love and honor. You know, we don't have to be mean to anybody, but... You know,
with that being said,
what do you want to see change in the city of Monroe? Is it potholes? Is it more jobs? What would you like to see changed in Monroe, Louisiana?
I get so passionate and deep, I'd end up explaining the whole platform. It's still not the right time. And we're going to wait for the kickoff, and that's coming up. And I'm going to let you know, Eddie,
And as soon as we have that kick off, I will look. I hope you'll televise it. You see?
I would be honored. I would be honored to get it on Facebook Live.
I really hope you've come my way. All of you. All of you.
Amen.
Because this is a joint effort. This is a joint effort. What we do in Monroe, Louisiana can be a model for others. And it must be done.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay. So as the superintendent, as the president over the school district for two terms, and that's 8 years, you know, you and Barack Obama have that in common. Both of you had two terms in very powerful positions. And that's a good arena to be in, you know, with President Barack Obama. Now that you've had time to nurture the school district, what changes do the students? I mean, do you see the students doing much, much better now and being more focused now, having better abilities now, and more books and tools for them to work with to get better at what they do? Go right ahead, Ms. Betty Ward.
Guess what? Supplies are not the problem. We have plenty of money in education. Plenty money.
Wow.
It's the curriculums you use. It's the effectiveness of the teachers, certified teachers in every classroom. And the problem there is this, even nationwide, there's a shortage of teachers, certified teachers. We're getting whatever we can get off the streets to come in the classroom, and that's a problem. And only an all-sufficient God can provide those kind of teachers we need. And that
Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, I often tell people that teachers, you know, my daughter's a teacher, two of my daughters are teachers, and I always tell people teachers should be paid like surgeons. They should be paid like doctors, because a teacher has to be a counselor, a doctor, a nurse, a mentor. A teacher has a lot of different titles and a lot of different positions, even though she's only a teacher or he's only a teacher. How do you feel about teachers' pay? Should it be increased? Will it be increased? Go right ahead.
Yes. I say we should have the most knowledgeable people teaching our children, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. That's an old expression you've heard a long time. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. And one reason, the main reason it's a terrible thing to waste, because God is expecting us to give these kids back to him with increase. And so a lot of these children are in households where they're in a bad environment. Kids are being sexually abused, physically abused, mentally abused, and I even say spiritually abused, because they don't even know about their creator. They don't know about the God that gave them the breath of life. They don't know about what his words are that they're supposed to read, you see? And they don't know about his spirit and his plan of salvation. So I think spiritual abuse is the highest one on that list. And so, yes, God expects us to give these kids back with an increase, and I say shame on us. That's what I say.
Now, you know, I just wanted to ask you, because, you know, like right now there's, I get emotional when you say physical abuse, sexual abuse, spiritual abuse. It just makes me get emotional. What do you think about the mass shootings that have been taking place at these schools? What is the solution to those type of problems that are just out of control in our school districts around the United States of America? Go right ahead.
Yes. And I didn't say I do think teachers ought to be they should be paid for their skill sets. And they're guarding that mind, you know, making them be able to read. Because if they can't read, you know they're not going to read the Bible. But getting back to crime, that crime that we see is a result of those environments they came out of, whether it's at home, at school, or somewhere else. If it's at home, see, you know,
I'm not in that home, and you're not. And so the parents that gave birth to them will have a responsibility. But as an official in a school system, I'll have a responsibility of making sure that that school and that classroom they were in, that teacher, will turn out a whole product, will turn out a kid that, you know, can read and can function academically and make a whole child being developed. No child, they're not coming out there with the life skills needed to go to the next level. You see?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And so, look, listen to me now. When they come out of these, they graduate from high school. Some of them are graduating from failing schools. That's not the child's fault. That's not the child's fault. And so then they graduate from failing school in high school, and they because they don't have a good skill set, they don't even get a job from high school, and then they end up wandering on the streets. Then they wander on the streets, then because nobody delivered them or rescued them. Let me use that word because, you know, Christ is about rescue, and we got to rescue these kids. We got to rescue these kids. So I want to rescue them. That's why the platform items I have in place that I'm not speaking about right now, because I told you why, we'll address some of that.
Now, Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, there is a terrible drug problem going around elementary school, high school, and middle school. You know, you got young kids that are alcoholics, young kids that are on fentanyl, on medical marijuana and other drugs. How do we combat this terrible drug problem that's in our districts and around our schools around the United States?
Yeah, I'm thinking about that drug problem because I think of it the same way as the crime problem. It's a function. They're a function of each other. It's a function of each other. That's it.
Wow.
And so when we turn out a better product, a whole child with an educated mind can make the right decisions for themselves with the help of others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We rescue everyone. We're always
Amen.
In the rescue mode. That's what I'm saying. Always in the rescue mode.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Ms. Betty Ward Cooper. Say what you were going to say.
I was just going to say, always be in the rescue mode. No child will be left behind truly. We love everyone at a high level.
Yes.
See, it's about love. See, if we don't love the way we're supposed to, we're not going to see God.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to see God. We got to have the right kind of heart.
Amen.
And
amen.
We gotta
praise
love,
God.
And especially loving children. That's got to be a big motive for us.
Now, Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, this is going to be like a kind of a complex question because it's such a sensitive issue. A long time ago, a female Caucasian woman took prayer out of school. One woman went to the Supreme Court and took prayer out of every school in the United States of America, and then she disappeared, never to be seen or heard of ever again. What do you think about church and state? Do you feel that if prayer was back in the schools, and kids were able to pray at school, that there'll be less violence, less mass shootings, less drug problems, less abuse. With that being said, how do you feel about prayer getting back in school? Would it be good? Go right ahead.
I want to tell you about what's happened in Louisiana. And I all of those things you said about the prayer out of school and this and that and this and that. But all of that stuff just doing it doesn't mean that. What kind of heart does the people have that's doing the work to make the right public policy, to make the right law? It's about people that are of God, that in counsel with God, have a relationship with Him, and they counsel with God, and He directs them as to laws and policy. He directs their mind, and when they're in the boardrooms, they don't hate each other, and they work together. They have unity. So yeah, you can have prayer in the school, but still, if you got somebody that wants the wrong heart, the right heart is what changes things.
That's right.
Let me tell you, in Louisiana, we have our laws now where we got to have "In God We Trust" in every school on a sign. But
wow.
See, "In God We Trust" has to be more than just on a sign. You see, it's got to be heart changes. That's all alive and well, seeing that sign, "In God We Trust." But, I mean, we got to have the right kind of heart. I'm going to tell you, it's a heart thing. And then, not only that, in Louisiana, we're going to have now a Bible class. It's an elective class. Yeah, in Louisiana, an elective class now, an elective Bible class. So, look, we can have all the Bible classes, and we're happy we're having them, because the kids need to be taught about their Creator. And but at the same time, I know it's got to be people that have changed their heart.
Yes.
And they have the kind of heart God requires that will control them to act right, work for unity, love their neighbor. Make the right policy. You know, the legislators fight with each other like cats and dogs, and then they turn right around and pray. So, see, that just don't get it. That won't get it. They got to have heart changes. Do you understand?
Wow, thank you. Yes, definitely, definitely. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Our very exclusive guest right now is none other than Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper, who has been the president over the school district in Ouachita, a parish, which is in Monroe, Louisiana, for the last 8 years, and has done an impeccable job transitioning education, knowledge, and wisdom for the kids of our future, who will be our next mayors, our next doctors, our next attorneys, our next astronaut, our next car developers, our next airplane builders, our next engineers will come from these schools that are being educated and growing and developing in education. And that is the priority for our kids who are coming to school. Not only do they need education, Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper said they need love. They need mentoring. They need a high five. They need to be told you're doing a great job. It is our job to give them the tools that they need to be productive, to be successful, and to overcome adversity, which is one of the main reasons why we have Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper on, to share this very pertinent, knowledgeable information with each and every one of us. At this time, I would like to, let's see, we have a caller calling in. I want to see if this caller is calling in. Caller in the area code 214-235, are you there?
Hello, this is Rochelle from Texas.
Rochelle from Texas? Oh, hey, how are you?
How are you?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. Everybody say good morning to Rochelle from Texas.
Good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning,
hello.
Rochelle. Welcome to the
good
show.
Good morning, Rochelle. Welcome.
It's out here in hot Texas.
Hey, man. I've been looking at the weather, and it's really, really hot. did you have a question or a statement for the topic that we're on right now about education, who Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper has been the president of the school district in Ouachita Parish in Monroe, Louisiana? Would you like to share some information about how you feel about that?
I just tuned in. I was trying to see where everybody was because I was having problems getting you guys on live. So I just tuned in. Yeah.
You know,
I
people
couldn't.
Have been saying that they're having a problem getting on live too. So I don't know. You know, sometimes the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, and the ATF, and all the rest of those entities of government, the FCC and the FAA, they will throw a wrench in your show if it has anything to do with educating kids. And I'll give you the perfect example. DeSantis, which I don't want to give him no, he doesn't want black history taught in any school in the state of Florida, elementary, middle school, high school, or college. So he's banning African-American studies there. So here we are talking about African-American studies in Louisiana, and I'm quite sure they're going to try to throw a wrench in it. But the information and the knowledge is still getting out. So we're talking about the president of the school district in Ouachita Parish in Monroe, Louisiana. This is Betty Ward Cooper for the last 8 years, and now she's running for mayor of the city of Monroe, Louisiana. Rochelle, would you like to say something to Ms. Betty Ward Cooper? Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, please say hello to Rochelle from Texas.
Rochelle, it's a pleasure to meet you via this phone.
Uh-oh, wait, some kind of way she just got some kind of way her call dropped. Let's see if she'll call back in. Her call dropped, but hopefully she'll call back in.
Dr. Eddie Jones, I just want you to correct something. I've never been the superintendent. I've served on the school board. You know, I'm not the president of the school board now. I've served on the school board as president in prior year, and but it's about meeting the needs of your constituents, and they know that you're fighting for them, and you're getting and you see the problem, and you hone in on the problem, and come up with solutions.
Yeah.
And so some solutions are, since they're not getting the reading development they need, is to go back and train the teachers. Because they haven't been trained how to teach reading. So giving them professional development and have other additional people in the classroom, what we call reading intervention, when they have a problem, and then we can get them past that little problem onto the and keep them going forward, you see. So.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, it's about 10:22. And at 10:25, I'm going to have to step away, and we're going to have Professor Reams take over my seat as a co-producer of the show. But before we do that, I just want to commend you and for coming on and sharing with us. We're so glad to get the update. And then when you get ready to launch your campaign for mayor, we definitely want to be involved. We definitely want to have you on the show. And we definitely want to get an update for all the listeners and for all the people who are interested in being a part. But with that being said, all the co-producers are on the line. Professor Reams, please step up, take over the show. I'm going to come back and get the closing remarks from you, Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper. Don't go anywhere. Your interview's not over yet. We'll be going into our regular segment. But before we do, I want everybody to have a question or a statement for you. Professor Reams, please take the floor. You can call each person, and then they'll be able to share. And if they don't respond, we'll go to the next person. Without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Take over the show. I'll be back in a few minutes. I have a little something that I must tend to. Well, you are live on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Don't go anywhere. Professor Reams, please take the floor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And thank you so much, Professor Emerita Betty Ward Cooper. It is an honor to be speaking with you again, and also it was great seeing you at our celebration and also seeing your brother that was there with you. So
yes,
it's just
right.
Just a sheer joy to have you there. So, Professor, one thing about it, and you were bringing tears to my eyes, because one thing that happens is that when I get the students at my university, like as you've done, we also have our work cut out for us. We have extra things for our babies to get involved in. If they have a reading thing, if they have some emotional things or whatever in general, we have something for them. And many times they, when we test them, they start out in with the lower scores, but it's always a miracle when at the end of 3 or 4 years that they have exceeded whatever the standard test is. So that's so we try to put as much hard work into that, along with making sure that they're grounded and they have an understanding how the Lord works. So one question I did have, and I'll start with the question, is when it was talking about woke, we embrace woke, and we told our faculty members, if you can't stand being woke, then you need to leave. So that was a major thing, because they were trying to deny history, they were trying to deal this, they were trying to do all this ugly political stuff. So my question is, how did you handle woke? I know that we were a little bit abrupt on that, but enough is enough. We were tired of it. Sick and tired of it. If we're on these road things, don't tell us what we can and can't do. We're going to give, as Pastor Jones says, the real deal Holyfield. We're going to be transparent about the information and our strengths and weaknesses as a country. So talk to Mr. Hand on telling us anything different. So Pastor Eddie, Professor Meredith, yeah, go on. Uh-huh.
I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And the best thing I can say to this is that we're going to find these roadblocks in all areas. That's just one area. But see, we can't ever give up. We must find another way. That's all I want to leave with you. Find another way. Be creative. Ask God for direction. And he'll give you solutions you never thought of.
And so, the one little saying that I'll share with you is that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. We refuse to be on the menu. We're going to be right at the table.
That is right.
Staying
that is right.
On the front line. Yes.
That's it.
So,
but see, I always know there's another way. That's another way, and we've been doing this all our life. There's another way to get it done. Yeah.
Superb, Professor Emeritus. Superb. Now, let's go with the regulator, Clarence Allen. You have a question or comment to Professor Emeritus Betty Ward Cooper?
Yes, Ms. Betty Ward Cooper. Once again, I'm just thrilled and delighted to have you on once again.
Hello,
on this show.
Glad to be with you.
You're one of a kind. Your love, your care, your kindness that you not only distribute in your community, but it shines throughout your surrounding community, states, and even around the world. So I want to commend you and congratulate you on getting in the run for the office of mayor down there. If I could send a bag of ballots to you to help you get over the hump, I would. But we don't want to perpetrate none of that. We want a fair election because of the unfairness that we have endured for decades and even centuries. So I just want to commend you and thank you for coming on, bringing your love to this show. I mean, open up our eyes, our minds, and even our spirits to being a better person just from listening to the things that you have said this morning. I have a social media friend down there, and I want to ask, are you far? I know it's the next state over, but if you heard of, I think it's Annabena, if I'm saying it right, Mississippi. Are you far from there? And
I'm not familiar with it. I can Google it right
with,
quick.
You know, close nearby towns, you know, because it is a wonderful state down there and with all the work you do. So if you can enlighten me and maybe educate me, bring me to life on that.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, I'm not familiar with it, but I can Google it and see what I can see how far I'm from it. And maybe I can get a connection there. Maybe I'm on this call to get this connection you're talking about. maybe that'll be the single reason I'm on the call. So I am. I'll follow up on it. But I just want you to know that you all were memorable, and I was longing to be with you all again. I thank y'all for what you're doing. You know, your work, it inspired me. And so, but I will follow up on that. But I don't recall it right off.
All right. Thank you, Clarence. And thank you, Betty. Next, Dr. Granny G. V,
Granny.
Can you go for it?
Thank you so much, Professor Reed. Mrs. Betty, it is a pleasure.
Hello, my dear one.
Again. And I want to thank you so much for sharing from the heart and always giving back to your community. You are filled with so much love. So I just want to let you know that I am really proud of you. And I hope to see you while you're here in California. I'm not sure how long, but we could chat about that much later.
Okay.
So
all right,
thank
you. Do you still have my number?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Okay. Good. Or you can get it from Eddie and or Vera, you know, and I would love to chat with you before I leave Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the words of encouragement. And look, let me tell you something. As children of God, we are to be Jesus's the righteousness here on earth. We are to be God's light in this world of darkness. You know, his image. And so we got to be about our Father's business. And it's about love.
Yes.
Loving your fellow man. And especially loving these children. And especially loving these children. So I want to be used up for that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Granny V. And always. Next, Talana, do you have a question or comment for Professor Emeritus Betty Ward Cooper?
Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say thank you for being here and for sharing wisdom. I am completely utterly in awe, and just to hear making a change in the community and affecting change takes a lot of courage and patience. So thank you so much for your due diligence and your dedication and the time that you put into. I pray that you do become mayor, and you definitely have my vote. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Be prayerful for me. Be prayerful for me, and, you know, I just want to do the will of God here. And I thank you for your words of encouragement. You know, the Lord's counting on us. We're his mouthpiece, his hands, his feet. You know, and all those other things I mentioned about the righteousness of Christ and his light in this world of darkness. So light overcomes darkness, you see. And, you know, sometimes our people themselves don't feel a light in them. But, you know, when we go before God in the throne room and you're a child of God, I don't care if you're beating up on yourself and don't even feel like you're worthy. God sees his own light in us. And he'll revive us. He'll renew us, you see. So I appreciate you so much. And I thank you for those words of encouragement. And I'll have to get off right now. Hold on a second. Okay.
God
I don't
bless
have to get
you,
off.
Daddy.
I thought
thank
I did.
You.
Uh-huh.
Well, Professor?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Now, how much time do you have left with us? Because we don't want to...
Okay. I have a lot. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Great. So I wanted to find out, because right now, although I'm leading, I can't see the board or anything like that. Is Cousin V on the radio program? What about Dr. Aretha Jones Adams? Okay, not yet. And then what about Linda Goldie? All right. Well, here's my one of my other questions for you, Professor. Now, what do you do to relax and just relax from all the things that you're doing so that you feel reinvigorated? Because remember we had this conversation a while back where, you know, it's not that we're tired, it is we're tired, especially with the work that we're doing to keep our babies and take care of all the things that are going on. But then, as we know, we are only human. We can only take so much. And so there are some days when I have to say, Lord, you got it. I gotta pass out right now. I'm not you. I can only do so much. So what do you do when you get to that point where you're asking God for a few minutes to get yourself together, or at least a week or a month? What do you do?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, I ask God, you know, to order my steps.
Yes.
You know, and that includes all of that too. He'll have that moment of rest for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk about the Lord is my shepherd, 23rd Psalm, you know what goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I lay down in green pastures, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So it's all in the plan. God has it in the plan. And it just depends on who you let guide your path.
Oh, amen. Have you had a chance to do any traveling, or you're out here in California? And so, and then any other plans for other vacation locations? Yes.
I'm always traveling. Always.
Good.
That's it. Even at my age, you know, in retirement. I travel more than the average. And we got to take care of health. And when you have a health issue, you get it solved. Because, look, that God that orders my steps and guides my path, he'll even let me know when I have a sickness that I need to take care of. And I go get it taken care of because he's the all-sufficient God. I trust him and don't doubt him. I do what he says. I do what he says. And look, good results every time. So I don't say, you know, have a list of, look, I got to rest at this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in the plan. It's in the plan. And that's God's plan. And I love, you know, long hibernations.
Mm-hmm.
And I call them my siestas. taking my siestas. Yeah, I do. And then, you know, I have such a wonderful church family here as well. And
mm-hmm.
We all do things together. Yeah. And then, but you know, I get a lot of, it's a drive in me. It's a thread of service in me that Betty Roy mm-hmm. Cooper, I feel, can't do nothing about. Just follow the plan. And that does so much for me. Just serving God. That's my relaxation. And got a wonderful family. I have 3 grand and 2 children. You know, that are really special. And so I with all the trials of life, like everybody else, they're green pastures for us too. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So, yeah, the Spirit of God, yeah. See, guards our heart and mind. You know, he gives us that peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's true. The peace of God that comes from the God of peace is truly something that you and I can't even define. It truly passes all understanding. So
amen.
It's all of that. Yes. It's all of that.
Mm-hmm. Amen, 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 amen. Well, Professor Reams, first of all, Professor Reams, I want to thank you for sitting in the driver's seat and in the limousine and getting us across the road here. can we give a big hand? Can we give a big hand for Professor Reams? Just give him a hand first.
He did a great job, Eddie. He did a great job.
Wow. Thank you, and let's give a big hand for our special guest, Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper. Let's give her a big hand, too. Come on, guys. Don't stop. That's right.
Betty Ward Cooper.
Wow. Man. We're so happy. Cool. So happy to have you on. I don't know if we've jumped into our regular segments yet. We probably have not, but I am so honored and grateful to let everybody know that you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and our special guest is Ms. Betty Ward Cooper. Our special guest we had earlier was Gino. Gino came on. He's a winemaker. But now we have Ms. Betty Ward Cooper telling us the real deal, Holyfield with education. And I'm just happy right now. I'm just happy. You know, our show is nothing without the listeners, so I don't know what happened with Facebook Live today, but a lot of people were telling, you know, I've been getting texts from people saying that, you know, Facebook Live was having some difficulties. I want to let everybody know that Aretha Adams Jones probably will not be on today. Yesterday, her twin sister, along with her family, was in a car accident. So we want to keep Dr. Aretha Adams Jones in prayer with her twin sister, Faye. And the kids that were in the car, that were in the accident, they've been released from the hospital, but shaken up pretty tough. So we want to keep them in prayer. And all of our families, we're just like a big family. And what will we do without one another? And I'm quite sure if she was here, she would remember Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper just like everybody else did. And she does our segment called Mental Health and You. So without further ado, we're going to go into our regular segments, and don't go anywhere, Ms. Betty Ward Cooper. We want you to get the closing remarks on our show. But at this time, without further ado, I want to call on Talana Jones. Talana Jones, are you there? Mm-hmm. Talana, are you there?
I am here, yes.
Talana, it is time for Words of Wisdom. Without further ado, please take the floor. Give us Words of Wisdom at 10:42 a.m. on this beautiful Monday. Go right ahead.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today's words are very short, but very straight to the point, and I pray you enjoy. Today, we have to learn to trust God, to clean house, to remember to help others continuously, to be the light that leads others to shine on. And remember to be the greatest example. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And God bless everyone for listening to Words of Wisdom. God bless. Have a wonderful
All right,
rest of
hey.
Your day and week.
All right. Thank God you so God. Much for Words yes. of Wisdom. That, yes. that was really, really nice, short and sweet and nice. Without further ado, let's go to Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. Give us Health and Wellness, 10:43 a.m. Go right ahead, Vera.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you. I have a disclaimer before I begin. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. And today I wanted to speak to you on how during the heat waves. Now, we can all beat the heat, and we can begin at home by closing our curtains. And if you're out and about, make sure that you're making plans to take some cool snacks along with you because we need to stay cooled out. And some may not have an air conditioner. So I have a song which is from NDIB. It's like This Too Shall Pass. So even if it's hot, there's a heat stroke, This Too Shall Pass. So that would be a great song to listen to today. And just remember, our health is our wealth. And if you're going to exercise, make sure that you begin early in the morning because that's a part of self-care. When God wakes us up, He gives us strength and energy. So that would be time to exercise. And we also have to keep our body lifted. And by listening to our body, we need to make sure that we wear sunscreen because we can all burn. And the sun may be hotter than you believe in your skin. So protect your skin. And ladies and guys, make sure that you can wear a cap or a hat, take an umbrella, or ladies, you know, we have the paper fans that we keep in our purse. That will be great to carry along as well. And then for some others, it is very important because heat strokes come on like this time of year. So we have to avoid dehydrations and stay hydrated. And, some of the signs may be muscle cramps, headaches, feeling weak, lethargic, nauseous, sweating more than usual, and then, again, some medication is advised to stay out the sun totally. So if you can, take your water in a metal container or a glass container, and, you know, you can chill it in the freezer. But what I like to do is I like to take, like, two frozen washcloths. I put them in a Ziploc bag. I freeze them with my favorite water, with essential oil, and then I will wipe my face later with it. But you can also use the facial wipes. I freeze those as well, and I also take along a spray bottle. So what is good to do during this time is to make a sun tea. Have your favorite container, glass container, and make some tea outside. And you can prepare yourself some infused water by using your favorite fruits and vegetables. Now, strawberry, mint, and ginger, along with cucumber, are my favorites. And then during that time, it's so hot, you don't want to eat so much and be so heavy. So try more of a plant-based diet and eat a little light. Take some snacks with you, like celery, cucumber, nuts and seeds. The best things to eat at that particular time would be monk fruit, watermelon, papaya, strawberry, and guess what? You can have tea, which is matcha green tea. You can make it cool. And some of the herbs that I may say is my favorite, which is ginger. It is warm. It is spicy, hot. However, you can make a great ginger with mint and anthem tea along with strawberries, and that is really cooling. If you can, drink some coconut water because it has a lot of electrolytes. And then at bedtime, cooling down, 3 to 4 hours before bedtime, hydrate yourself. And make sure you've had enough water to measure your body weight throughout the day. And during hot periods and times, need a little bit more. So sleep on the cotton and the cotton clothing and cool out, as it was said by Gino, with a glass of wine. Okay, so that is my segment for today for health and wellness.
Let's give a big hand for Dr. Granny health and wellness. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much.
Love you, Buttercup.
And we're gonna keep it rolling.
Super.
We're gonna keep it rolling right now. Without further ado, it is time for Regulate the Manual with Clarence and Allen. Clarence, take the floor. Let's regulate the manual, and following that, we'll have the commentary with Professor Reams. Go right ahead. And then we'll get closing remarks from Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper. Go right ahead. Clarence, take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie, and thank you to all the panelists. Thank you to our special guests, but especially thank you to all our wonderful listeners from the state, nation, and even around the world. This book, Regulate the Manual, I am just delighted to share it with you. I'm inside of a gangster right now, and maybe this reading may have some relationship to maybe even just a dot of the major subjects we covered. I do not know everything there is to know about being a gangster. I do hope that Regulate can be some huge help for you along your life journey. There are plenty of gangsters who have a wealth of higher education and knowledge and skills. I do believe that all of your high school education and as much college education, specified training and education, military training and service, whatever role you choose. Today we all need all the extra training, education, and skills that we can possibly obtain to keep on moving forward in this world as we know it. Higher education, training, and skills are vital to becoming a top-notch gangster that you can become. You can be a gangster of one. Be all that you can be. Be gangster. These attributes can become some needed assets to achieving some higher levels and make you a better gangster. How else are you going to keep up with all of the money that is coming to the business, and where is the money coming from? Have you ever heard of the saying, all money is not good money? I will leave that to your own personal thoughts. By the way, do you know how much of your own money is going out? Gangsters today, the technology world has slipped into the fray of the game. Everything is becoming more modern, and everything must be upgraded. Today, everybody wants the latest gadget with the highest wristband and capacity for holding, transferring, and storing information. We also have gangsters of the neo-tech, of the no-tech, to the low-tech levels of the games. The lower-tier level of gangsters seldom has time to leave the front line during the normal business hours. There may be some time here and there when the gangster can come up for some air. The smaller business gangsters must constantly monitor and man all over the operations of the business. Sometimes good help is hard to find. Managing and monitoring is kept constant to ensure that the profits are accurate and straight. Keep all of your employees happy, satisfied, without knowing what is really going on. It is all right to let them sweat out a little bit. Some of these gangsters could just be your average street gangster. Gangsters can operate diverse fields of occupational business. Who knows who is the gangster and who knows who is not a gangster? Gangsters can come from the cleanest of operations to the well-known some of the dirtiest operations in town. There are some obvious businesses that most street gangsters may operate. And if you want to hear more about the operations of these gangsters, you got to get into the gangsters, and it only can be found inside of Regulate the Manual. Go to regulatethemanual.com, ask your bookstore, Autodesk. This book is everywhere books are sold because it is written, and you are in here. Thank you very much.
Let's give a big hand. Let's give a big hand for Clarence. Thank you, Clarence. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Wow. Now, without further ado, the time is 10:52 a.m. We are staying within the realms of our regular time, which is 9 to 11 a.m. every Monday on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. This show would be nothing without a commentary. And without further ado, let's have our real own professor, Professor Reams, take the realms, take the helm of the seat, and give us the commentary. Take the floor, Professor Reams. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Once again, as usual, you've given all of us our 15 minutes of fame every Monday so that we can provide and set the tone for all of our listeners to so that they can use it to benefit their week moving forward. So the one thing that I wanted to say is not only thank you to Pastor Jones, but also to a shout-out to Cousin P, but also to Clarence Allen, the regulator for Prophet's Corner, once again for gangsters. Thank you, Dr. Granny V, for sharing with us what to do in this heat wave. It's important, as well as keeping our health. Talana, once again, words of wisdom, knocked out of the ballpark. And the final word that I'll come back to, Melanie Aubrey, a shout-out to Dr. Aretha Jones-Adams. We're praying for you and your family, but a shout-out to you and the wonderful work you do for mental health and you. And then finally, a shout-out to Linda Goldie for Poetry in Motion. Now, one of the things that that has come about is the feeling of joy today with this program, because what it has done is, as I've said, mentioned, it's shown the goodness of God by how we've had the wonderful guests that we've had. And the thing that is always interesting is that even though we have the news highlights of all the bad that's going on, we also need to balance this off with all the good things that are going on and the goodness of God and how it has been operating in our lives. Otherwise, it would be a very negative existence we'd all would have. So the first goodness of God, as we come through, is Gino Di Mercurio and winemaking, and reminding us that the goodness of God's love has been to provide wine as well as bread and then oils, but also to show that this was his gift to us because this grapes is a natural food that will not only help us spiritually, but also physically to reduce our ability of heart disease and other diseases overall. And also to remind us that when there was bad water, that wine was also a wonderful way of stopping any types of disease from happening. So in subtle ways, the good Lord reminds us of that he is available, that even though there is bad, there is also good, and there's nothing new under the sun that's happening because I have the plan. Now, when we go to Professor Emeritus Betty Ward Cooper, she has epitomized how God is working through her in every aspect of every field of human endeavor. Because of this, you've seen how she's taken her life, developed it, devoted it to the education of our children from K all the way up to university and back, and now getting into a leadership positions, which ultimately definitely we're going to be supporting her for the mayorship. And this is just having your walk with God. So the thing that reminds us is that with God's plan, he has already placed us in the situation that we need to be in. He has delegated us to this spot in time because he knows and trusts that we'll be able to get the job done. No one else can do it at this point in time. All of you out there, all of our work that we're doing, we are it. And therefore, it comes to the idea of what Pastor Jones has mentioned to us is that when he says, I love you and there is nothing that you can do about it, I also envision God saying there, I love you so much, there's nothing you can do about it, so you need to work the plan. So in our designated areas, we need to continue to stay in prayer, but also need to do what he's asked us to do, because in the long run, this is part of the journey with him. If we're not there, the journey is going to have some rocky things that he'll have to compensate for, but it's better that we're doing our part as he's asked us to do. So with Gino, we're reminded of wine and how that gladdens the heart. Through Betty Ward Cooper, it's the work that has to be done. And what she has done brilliantly is raise a mirror to her constituents that says that it's not the child that's the problem. It is the structure. It is the system that we put into place. And we need to do better. It's not this child's fault. It is ours. And that's a hard thing to do, but good Lord does this to us all the time. When it comes down to those days when we should have been doing what we need to do, he raises a mirror in front of us that says, this is not true. This is the truth that I want you to follow. So in doing so, in light of all of these things that are going on, we are seeing the goodness of God by enlightening us, making us woke, whatever you want to call it. And in the gladness of this, let us consider both what Gino has mentioned, but what God has mentioned is that to show the gladness of your heart, consider having a little wine. However, you can also, if you don't want that, you can also consider using prayer and communing with the divine. And in doing so, he has placed us where he has placed us because he loves us so.
Yes.
And that is the way that he operates in his plan.
Amen.
Back to you,
amen.
Pastor Jones.
Wow, let's give a big hand for the
Professor
commentary.
Rains.
Let's give a big hand for the commentary. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Thank you so much.
Bravo, Professor.
Okay. Wow,
excellent.
You're on the Eddie Jones
excellent
Radio Talk Show.
Professor Rains.
Yes,
excellent,
just wonderful.
Professor Rains. He summed it up so well. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, I'm
going to
let this time out. We're going to go over just a few minutes. The show should be ending right now, but we're not going to end the show until we hear back the closing remarks from Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper, and then we're going to end the show. But before we do that, let's go back to Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper and let us have your closing remarks and what you want anybody to know. You can give out your email address, phone number, website on how people can support you when it's time for you to run for the mayor of Monroe, Louisiana. Without further ado, our special guest, Ms. Betty Ward Cooper, please take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
Yes. I do want you all to have my contact number. I'll give you the cell phone number. That's 318-547-0606. I'd love hearing from you. And I want you to know this. Professor Raines said something about how we've already been given a charge. You know, we've been created for a purpose in this world. God has given us a
yes.
charge. And if you don't know what your purpose is, ask God. Ask the Spirit of God. Ask him to connect you to that.
Amen.
And see, you can be, some of you are waiting for him to give you something else. You're looking for something else, and he already has you in position. And then you're going to go down another track, or take you 10 more years, and another track, take you 10 more years. And so you may already be in your pathway. And so I've always heard that statement, bloom where you plant it. Bloom where you plant it. So wherever he's planted you, you stay there amidst all of the obstacles. Ask him to continue to help you. And watch him deliver you, rescue you. Keep elevating you in spite of all of the trial. There are three words that I've been using lately. When I think about walking with the Lord and you know, what's going to be the end result after all of that walking, it's that three words now. And if you can ever think of a fourth word, I want you to tell me. I want y'all to text me. But I think these three words will get it. Our life in Christ Jesus that allowed us to become children of God. This work is going to liberate us. That's one word. It's going to elevate us. Second word. And it's going to purify us. Liberate, elevate, and purify. And, you know, I'll give you a quick example, and then I'm through. You see, we're liberated when we've been free from the bondage of sin. See, we used to be slaves to sin, but now we're slaves to righteousness. You know, we used to be enemies of God. Now we're children of God. And there are more. There's more examples. I just want to give you a couple of examples of each one. He elevates us. Just think, it was an elevation when I moved from an enemy of God to a child of God.
All right, now.
When I was, my name was added to the Lamb's Book of Life. Elevation. When I am part of this temple that God's building, you see, I'm a brick in that temple. The church that he's built, that he's coming back for. That's elevation.
All right.
So, I just wanted to give you, and then purification, well, we know. We now have the Spirit of God. You see?
Wow.
This is his supernatural power from on high. And he's more than enough. He's more than enough. So I just wanted to, if you ever think of a fourth word that needs to be added, I don't want to know. So far, I can't think of one. But if there's another word, I guarantee you the Spirit of God will let us know what it is. Because we rely on it. And we're in the Word of God. Okay? So liberate, elevate, and purify. And look, let me tell you something about elevation. You know, he moved me from that little country town in Franklin Parish to get an education at that university. That I ended up becoming a faculty member, and that I became an official after I retired. I had no idea I would be that. And now it looks like I could become the mayor of the city. And
I'm not afraid of that because I know how God works. He liberates us.
Yes.
He elevates us. He elevates us. And he purifies us.
Amen.
All right.
Praise
Thank
God.
You all. So great being with you.
Let's give a big hand for Mrs. Amen. Cooper. Come on. Amen. Now, listen, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to thank you for our guests. I want to thank you for the callers that called in. I want to thank you, everybody out there on Facebook Live. I apologize for the different things that transpired as far as communication was concerned with Facebook Live. But I want to share this with you. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And the next one is, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And last but not least, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And before we go, normally I would play What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. But today, we got to give God some glory, like was told to us by Mrs. Betty Ward Cooper. And we always talk about God, but before we go, I just want you to know, because of who you are, I give you glory. Yeah. For because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you glory, yeah. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nisi, Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shiloh, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you. Because of who you are. Thank you. God bless you on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Have a wonderful week. Peace.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.